Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3335, and today's date is April 22nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Trick, the Bill Laid the Groundwork for Peace, Biden Trials, Not What You Think. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private wise central bank, the World Economic Forum, their push to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, is completely and utterly falling apart. And the people in this country and around the world, they see it, they understand it. The polls are now showing that Bidenomics, it's not working. Actually, everything the deep state is trying to do right now is actually helping Trump. And yes, as we go further and further into this year, closer and closer to the presidential election, we're going to see the entire economic system completely rip itself apart. And we're already starting to see that with inflation. We're already starting to see that with fuel prices. And yes, as we get closer and closer to the election date, I do believe what we're going to see is we're going to see fluctuations in the market, where we're going to see most likely probably around the summertime, where we see the market probably take a dive. Then we have a dead cat bounce. And then as we approach the presidential election, we'll probably see the entire market completely implode on itself. And again, if the polls are already showing that the people believe that Bidenomics is not working because they know it's not working and they believe that it's just going to help Trump, what do you think is going to happen as we get closer and closer to the presidential election? And think about the Fed right now, because remember, this entire time we had the Fed telling us that, you know what, they got everything under control, inflation's under control, nothing to worry about, we're looking at rate cuts, and then all of a sudden inflation wasn't doing what they wanted it to do, so they had to backtrack on the rate cuts, And now we have fuel prices starting to move up, which I do believe Biden's going to try to control this with the strategic petroleum reserves. But it'll probably work just a little bit, but then it won't work. And the Fed might even use this just to help boost Biden over the finish line. But again, it's not going to work. It's actually going to backfire on the Fed, on the Biden administration, and the people are going to realize that this is all of their fault. Just like the people are realizing that the Green New Scam, it's one gigantic scam, just like in the title. And when you look at the food shortages, it's not because of climate. It's because of what the central bank, the World Economic Forum, and the installed governments are doing. They are creating the food shortages. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, how about the UK closing farms, culling animals by the hundred thousands, and refusing to make farming a profitable business? The UK is facing shortages because of their own policies, not because of weather. FX Hedge responded to this and said, the UK is facing a manufactured fake food shortage. The government has been at war with its farmers for many years, forcing them to close with insane new regulation. It is not climate change related. It's 100% government inflicted if there is any food shortage. Absolutely true. And the people, they understand this because they could see the farmers protesting all over the place. The people are understanding that, hey, every time we see something happen like this, it's not because of climate. The World Economic Forum, the central bank, and the installed governments, they're the ones who are creating all of these problems. And the people of this world, they see it. Remember, the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they never expected the people to actually see any of this play out. They thought there'd be the pandemic or war, and they'd be able to cover this up, just like they're going to try to cover it up as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, because what are they going to use? They're going to use war in the end. But you know what people are really noticing? They're noticing the difference between when Trump was in the White House and Biden is in the White House. Even though Biden is continually trying to convince everyone that, look, I brought inflation down. Yeah, but you brought inflation down from your 9% high. You didn't bring it down from Trump's high of, what, 1.8, 1.7, 1.9? So people, they can see the difference, and it's very, very clear. And I do believe Trump with the Patriots, this is what they did. They decided, let's reverse a lot of the things in the economy. Let's put the economy back on the right track and let the people see the difference, because they knew once the resident got into the White House and he was allowed to live there, they were going to reverse everything that Trump did, and people would notice very, very clearly the difference between Trump's economy and Biden's economy. And I think at this point, I think people are starting to realize this. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: inflation at same point in presidency. So you have energy, Trump zero, Biden up 38.8. Gasoline down 2% with Trump, up 47.8% with Biden. Electricity 3% up with Trump, 29.3% with Biden. Natural gas was down by 1.9%, up 26.9%. And when you look at food, eggs was down by -3.6% under Trump, up 49.3% under Biden. Milk up 2.6% under Trump, 15% under Biden. Chicken up 3.7% under Trump, Biden up 23.9%. And this goes on and on and on. And you have to remember, inflation is cumulative. So even if they tell you it's 1.7 or 2%, it's still going up at that rate, but it's just a slower rate. But it doesn't mean everything is reverse and we go back to 1971 prices when we were on the gold standard. So with Biden at running, you know, between 7, 8, 9% now down to 3.6 or whatever it is, it's much, much higher. It's cumulative. So everything that he did in the very beginning of his residency, where he had inflation at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that doesn't go away. It stays. And that's what people are experiencing. And people are hurting. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, Americans are still seeing high prices at the grocery store, and most have changed their eating habits to deal with the effect of inflation. And do you think people are buying high quality food, or are they buying the crap that the deep state has created? Remember, a lot of the food today is all chemicalized. It's all goop. And that's what they created, because they knew in the end, what did they want to do? They wanted to move us away and move us off of natural foods. They wanted us to move to chemicalized foods, and then eventually chemicalized meats, then eventually chemicalized vegetables. Then eventually, forget all that, they wanted to move us to bugs, and all the food would be bug ingredients, and that's what we'd be eating. So once again, you can see that people now, they're not buying the high quality food because the deep state, they're trying to move people away from this. But again, the people, they see this. They understand that Biden's policies aren't working. The Green New Scam isn't working. The Great Reset is not going to benefit them. And the other thing that people are starting to really notice is that even though Biden is canceling the student loans, it's not helping him in the poll numbers. Actually, it is hurting him, which is very, very interesting because the people, if you don't have a job, you don't have an income coming in, you can't afford to live, does it really matter if the student loan is canceled if you don't have work? Because you still have a major, major problem. You have no income and you can't survive. Or if you do have an income, you can't find that high paying job that was promised to you, even when the student loan is canceled. Yes, it might feel a little bit, might feel a little good in the beginning, but in the end, it doesn't give you any benefit because the economy just gets worse and worse and worse as we go down the line here. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, was the student loan forgiveness plan the action or the reaction? Biden lost 6% of job approval among 18 to 39-year-olds in 1 month. So it shows you everything you need to know. Biden, who thought he was going to get the young people on his side, it completely and utterly backfired on him. And now with him canceling all these student loans, it makes no difference. Because remember, inflation is here. High fuel costs are here. Companies are laying off. So the young person is sitting here going, yeah, I got my student loan canceled, but the economy's awful. I don't have a job. I cannot function. And the people, they're starting to see this. It's becoming very, very clear. And the people are there noticing that there's major, major problems in the economy. And the Kobisi letter on X kind of sums it up. Markets this month. Tech stocks are falling like the AI bubble has popped. All other stocks are rising like we are in a bull market. Gold prices are rising like we're entering World War III. Bond prices are falling like everything is completely fine. Oil prices are rising like inflation is heading to 5%. U.S. dollar is rising like inflation is completely gone. Did something finally just break? Very, very interesting. But we could see there are private West Central Bank countries that are now stockpiling gold because they see what's coming. They understand when the entire system completely collapses, what happens? The fiat currency loses its value. And I think countries around the world, they're starting to realize this. Once again, the Kobisi letter on X put this out and says central banks are stocking up on gold. Since 2022, China has bought a record approximately 290 tons of gold. Last year alone, China acquired more than 225 tons of the metal. China's central bank increased its gold holdings for 17 straight months. In 2022 and 2023, world central banks bought 1,081 and 1,037 tons of gold, respectively. Prior to 2022, there was never a year in history with 1,000 plus tons of central bank gold purchases. Have central banks lost faith in their own currencies? Well, they never really had faith in their own currencies, but what they're doing is they're preparing for what is coming. And I think the people, they're starting to realize what's coming. That's why if you look at Costco, they're selling gold like crazy. People wouldn't be buying gold if they thought everything was okay. The reason why they're buying gold is because they realize something's going on. The fiat currency is not holding its value, and it's getting worse and worse. And when you look at gold, when you look at Bitcoin, and you look at the fiat currency, which is the Federal Reserve note, you could see which one is really the Ponzi scheme. And what's very interesting is that there's a meme out there, and it says, which one is the Ponzi scheme? And you look at the fiat currency, and it says unlimited supply, not backed by anything, centrally controlled. And the United States is in a huge amount of debt. When you look at Bitcoin, fixed supply, just like gold, backed by energy. Well, it takes a lot of energy to dig up the gold. Same thing with Bitcoin. No one can control it. And right, people just can't create gold just like Bitcoin. Bitcoin, you can mine it just like gold, but there's a finite amount of it. So which one is The Ponzi scheme. Oh, it's the central bank systems Federal Reserve note. That is the Ponzi scheme. And like we said from the very beginning, the people are starting to realize that the agenda of the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, it's not working for them. And since Biden pushed forth his Bidenomics, well, people started to realize that the economy, well, it's not doing as great as he said it was going to do with the Inflation Reduction Act, which he actually admitted had nothing to do with reducing inflation, had to do with the Green New Scam and money laundering and everything else. And people started to realize, wait a minute, Bidenomics, it's not working. He's blaming everyone else for what's happening. And he's the cause of all this, and not just him alone. And actually, people are seeing this. They're understanding it. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, Joe Biden has called his economic policy agenda Bidenomics. If this year's presidential election is between Biden and Trump, will Bidenomics help Biden win or help Trump win? All voters, help Trump 46%, help Biden 27%. Not much of a difference, 22%, not sure, 5%. So it's already helping Trump, and we're not even close to the elections right now. As we get closer and closer to the elections, what do you think is going to happen with the economy? The economy, the internals of the economy, they're going to break down quite a bit. And as the internals break down, people are going to see people getting laid off. People are going to see the inflation. People are going to see the fuel prices move up. And people are going to say, yeah, you know something, I see it as clear as day. Bidenomics is definitely not working, which means I do believe the Fed is probably going to have to come to the rescue, and they'll probably do the one rate cut right before the presidential election. You know what that's going to do? That's going to destroy the entire economic system. Actually, if you really think about it, think about what they were trying to do with Trump. Were they trying to use the same exact plan? Were they trying to do the same exact thing? Yes, they were raising the rates to do what? Crash the economy. Since Biden came into office and he was allowed to live in the White House, what has happened? The Fed has raised rates until they tip the economy off the edge. And once they do that, all they need to do is bring the rate cut down. That pretty much destroys the whole thing. That's what they were going to try to do to Trump. Trump stopped them. I do believe he turned the tables on them. And he's using everything that we're witnessing right now, he's going to be using it against them. And at that point in time when everything is a complete and utter disaster, and yes, people are going to feel it, Trump is going to have all the leverage. And he's going to have the leverage to actually usher in his economic agenda. And people will be all for it. Let's get rid of the regulations. Let's drill. Let's make the country energy independent. Let's do the opposite of what the central bank, what the deep state players have been doing this entire time. Because that's what I did when I was in the White House last time. This time, when he's in the White House, he's going to say, let me really do everything that I want to do. And since I made it great back then, wait until you see what the economy is going to look like. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And I do believe at this point, Trump will have the leverage and he'll have the people behind him to do all this. And the central bank, they will not be able to stop him. They will not be able to shut this down. And once the people see the difference, and I don't mean it's going to happen in a day or a week, it will take a little while, but you'll see improvement, you know, every month. Once the people see this, once the people start to see the jobs being created, once the people see the fuel prices start to move down, once the people start to see the inflation start to move down, once the people start to see all this, do you think the people will be on board for what Trump wants to do in the end? And I do believe that is remove the private Western central bank. Absolutely. And in the end, the people are going to understand that what the deep state has been doing, what the central bank, the World Economic Forum has been doing to us all this time, well, it should have never happened. And the people aren't going to want to go back to it at all. And I do believe at this point in time, Trump is going to have the people and the central bank. They won't be able to actually push their agenda. They won't be able to control the narrative. They won't have a hold over the people. And this way, the people, they can actually push back against the central bank and the World Economic Forum. And it's not just here in this country. This will happen worldwide. And we're going to see major, major changes on this planet. It's going to be worldwide. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking and they're projecting out there what they plan to do with Trump, with the people of this country, and how they're going to try to maintain control. And we could see they're already setting up many, many different type of events. And if you thought COVID was pretty darn bad, well, just take what we're about to see and experience, multiply it by 100. Because what these people are going to do, they're going to try to stop Trump any way they possibly can. And you need to remember what this is all about. This is about taking back the country. This is about the court of public opinion. When Trump talks about the Biden trials, yeah, Trump is on trials. Biden is causing all of that. But who's really on trial? It's actually Biden. It's actually the deep state. It's actually all those people that are pushing all of this on Trump, because Trump has the jurors watching this entire trial. And the jurors, which are the people of this country, they will make their decision on election day. And if you look at what Trump is doing and you step back and take the 40,000 foot view of everything that's going on, since everything is based around the 2024 elections, think about what Trump has done to wake the people up. Think about what he put into place to wake the people up, because he just didn't put things in place to wake people up. He also has put things into place to make sure that he can usher in peace, to make sure that there's a fair election, to make sure that the people's voice is actually heard, to make sure that he wins in the end and actually stops the deep state with the military, with the people. So let's take a look at what has been happening in this country and then look at what happened with the House just recently. Trump, he's been showing people the deep state's agenda. They're agenda is their 16-year plan. Their 16-year plan is to have open borders. He didn't open the borders. It was the deep state. He wanted to show you this is what they want for America. So the borders are open. People see the illegals coming in. Do people like it? Absolutely not. The economy is falling apart right now. He keeps saying we need more money to fix the economy. Is the economy fixed? No. The economy is getting worse and worse as time goes on. War now is now happening out in the Middle East, in Ukraine, soon to be Taiwan. So what does Trump have to do to save everything from war? He needs peace. So think about what you've just saw in the House. The House basically voted to keep the war going. You know, all those individuals in there waving the Ukrainian flags instead of the American flag. Trump just had the deep state players take full responsibility for everything that is about to happen as we get closer and closer to the 2024 election. Plus, I do believe Trump put something into this bill to make sure that he can usher in peace and use it as leverage. So I do believe he tricked the deep state, because remember, going back in time, he said we should loan the money to government. So in this bill, this is a loan to Ukraine. And on November 15th, that loan can be canceled. Can Trump use this as leverage to usher in peace? I do believe so. Now, is that the only thing he's going to use? Absolutely not. But you could see he's setting everything up. Now, think about what he did in the past. Remember, if you're going to come up with a plan and you're going to basically beat the deep state at their own game, you don't do it like in a day or so. You have to plan everything out. Go back to when we had Pence and we had Trump, and Trump yelling at Pence, hey, you need to send the election results back to legislators. He did that on purpose because he knew once he put the resident in place, he needed that law to be changed, even though the deep state said that isn't a law, but they did change it, that the, you know, vice president didn't have that ability, but they changed it so the vice president wouldn't have that ability. He set them up because he knew that the resident and the vice resident was going to be in position for the 2024 election. Everything revolves around the 2024 election. Everything revolves around waking the people up and showing the people what the deep state system really is. You see the two-tier justice system. You see the open borders. You see the war. You see how they don't care about the American people. You see how they make fun of the American people. That's what Trump has been showing everyone. He wanted you to see this firsthand. And that's what the people of this country are seeing. And you know what the people are seeing with Trump on, you know, in the middle of these trials? They're seeing the two-tier justice system. They're seeing a political opponent go after an individual that has the people. And when Trump most likely is found guilty, and everyone should prepare themselves for this, because why would they have the trials if he's going to be set free? I mean, just go back in time when he had the trial with E. Jean Carroll. She doesn't even know the woman. There's no evidence. She can't remember the date or anything. They found him guilty. He has to pay. We had Judge Engoron with Letitia James. They brought him up on charges that are absolutely ridiculous. There's no evidence. Actually, the evidence is the opposite of what they were trying to do here. So they found him guilty. And then they tried to have him pay this enormous amount that is unheard of. It can't even be done. So they have these trials on purpose to find him guilty. Trump, I do believe he knows what they're doing. He wants them to find him guilty. This is how you wake the people up. Remember, Trump is the victim. When they say he's guilty of hush money, even though the statute of limitations has run out, and the people know this, even though the money came from Cohen and he's a liar and he was put in jail because he was a liar, even though all these things are happening, most likely the jury is going to find him guilty. And yes, they will probably throw him behind bars. And does this mean he's going to be behind bars forever? Absolutely not. Even with the immunity case with Jack Smith, you know that's going up to the Supreme Court. Trump is making a very big deal about this, saying if if this happens, you're going to open the floodgates and all the other presidents, they're going to lose their immunity and they can be brought up on charges at any moment. So do you think they're going to probably remove the immunity? I would say that is a high percentage that they will remove the immunity. Jack Smith will go after him and find him guilty again. You see what's happening here? He is the victim. Where do you think the people are going to do? You think they're going to vote for Biden? You think they're going to vote for Michelle Obama if they bring her in? No, they're going to look at Trump going, holy crap, I see this now. He's the guy. He's willing to sacrifice everything, his wealth, his family. He will even go to jail for we the people. Think about the founding fathers. What did they lose? They lost everything, their family. And they couldn't get their families back because their families died. They couldn't get their wealth back because the British stole it from them. They burned down their homes. So Trump is sacrificing himself and showing the people, look, if they can do all of this to me, what do you think they're going to do if I'm not in the way? Do you think they're just going to go, hey, you're off the hook, go back, go about your business now, don't worry about it? No, everyone is awake. They know this. They're not going to allow this to happen. They're going to come after every single person. If you think you're going to get a fair trial, you're kidding yourself. They will start rounding people up for ridiculous reasons. We already see it with January 6th. They will create the reasons to round people up. Trump is trying to show everyone just that. But I do believe what he has done here, he has tricked the deep state players. He now has the leverage. And the people, they're watching all of this play out. They're watching the show play out. And the people are not with Biden. Why do you think Biden mentioned that when he goes down the road, he sees Trump signs and he sees people, little kids giving him the finger? Because he's starting to realize, what as they release him out of D.C., that the people hate him. The people hate Hillary, Obama, and the rest. And this is going to get a lot worse for them. They know this. They know the people aren't with them. Why do you think they're bringing in the illegals? Why do you think they have their army? That's really what it is. That is their army. I mean, Hillary Clinton's already projecting out that Trump is going to kill people. No, it's the other way around. They're going to have their illegals go after we the people. They've been calling us names this entire time. Is that because they like the people of this country? What individual that is put into office, who's elected into a position, why would that person call the American people, if you're supposed to represent the American people, why would they call the American people names? Because they were never put in that position by we the people. They were installed by their deep state players. And they were just showing you how much they hate you. And I think the people are starting to realize this. And remember, this is the court of public opinion. And everything that you're witnessing, everything that you're seeing, is to take back this country. This is not a four-year election where we have politics as usual and let's just fix everything by voting a better bill. You know, instead of having, you know, 1.7 trillion or whatever it is, let's do a trillion. Do you really think that fixes the problem? Or do we need to actually restart everything? And how do you restart it? It's like a corporation. I do believe Trump is treating this like a corporation. This is a failed government. The swamp creatures, the criminal syndicate, they have taken over. How do you restart the entire thing? You need to wipe them out. I don't mean kill them. To wipe them out, you need to show the people, look at it. We need to restart it. No matter what you do, no matter what you think you can do right now, it's impossible. You cannot fix the system with these people controlling the system. So all these people that are very upset about the bill, that, oh my God, I can't believe we're giving more money. Really? So if this was in half, would that be better? Even if we didn't give anything, do you think this is all fixed? No, it isn't. Because these people are still there. We need to reset them. That's what we need to do. And I do believe Trump, along the way, he's setting it up. Because he knows when they push war, he's going to have to push peace, and he's going to need leverage. He knows all the players. He just needs a lot of leverage. And he knows when the elections approach, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. He needs the ability to make sure that they cannot send the election results back to the legislators. He's already put these things into place. And now look what he's doing with TikTok. He completely set up the deep state with TikTok, because remember, that was in the bill. So now TikTok either has to shut their entire operation down within a year, or they have to sell it. Think about what he just did here. We'll be talking about a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Obama and Hillary Clinton, because former Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton senior policy advisor is charged with child sex offenses. Is anyone really surprised about this anymore? Think about how many people, now that you know, in the Obama administration, the Biden administration, the Hillary Clinton administration, not that she was president or anything, but she was Secretary of State. Think about all these people. Think about all these individuals that are now basically being charged for child sex offenses, for sexual advances to women or men. I mean, really think about this for a second. So here we have Rahamim Shai. He was arrested by British police in Bedfordshire in late February. Court documents show that he is accused of arranging the commission of a child sex offense. And once again, you can see this revolves around all of these people, because again, this is how they control these people. And I think the people are starting to understand this and realize this. And I do believe a lot more of this information is going to be coming out as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And even after the presidential election, the people are starting to learn the system. The people are starting to understand the system. And when you look at the border, you know what people realize? They see it very, very clearly. They understand that the Biden administration, they're actually bringing the invaders into this country. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, Arizona builds a container wall. Biden sues to have it taken down. Texas puts up razor wire on the border. Biden sues to have it removed. Texas makes a law to detain illegals. Biden sues to have it nullified. They're helping the invaders. They want their soldiers in this country. And that's exactly what is happening. And who are their soldiers? Well, there's some that are Chinese and a lot that are part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And yes, they're criminals. Yes, they are human traffickers, child traffickers. Yes, they are terrorists. And that reminds me, I post 1237, April 22nd, 2018. Very interesting that this comes up today here because we could see everything that is happening and how this country is being invaded. And it's pointing to the clarionproject.org, and it's the Muslim Brotherhood Explanatory Memorandum. And this is what it says. The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process. With all the word means, the Ikhwan Muslim Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers. So what do you see happening right now? Not just here in the United States. You see it all over the place. You see it in France. You see it in Germany. You see it in Spain. You see it in the UK. This is what they have done here. They have brought these individuals in to destroy the countries from within. And these individuals, these invaders, they keep telling everyone the same thing, that they're going to destroy Western civilization. That's what they keep saying. So believe them when they say it. And this was part of the 16-year plan. Destroy the country from within. Because they knew the country was too strong to actually attack. So how do you attack a country? You make it weak from inside. Once you have it weak from inside, you can attack from within and you can attack from outside. This is why they really needed the weapons away from the people. Because this would weaken the country to the point where the people wouldn't be able to defend themselves and they would be able to take control. But their plan completely and utterly backfired, and this is going to be their downfall in the end. And we could see that the people will never, ever give up their weapons. See, the problem is our founding fathers, they knew eventually there was going to be a tyrannical government. They knew that the deep state, they didn't even call it the deep state. They knew that the government would then become corrupt over time. And the corruption would grow and grow and grow until the entire system became a criminal syndicate. And they knew back when they fought the British government, they knew the people would have to protect themselves against the criminal syndicate. This is why they put the Second Amendment in the Constitution. This is why it's your right to own a weapon and to carry it. And we can see that the people are starting to get this because they're seeing the tyrannical governments in many different areas. Just look at Brazil. Just look at what's happening in Colombia. The people there are rising up. They had a giant protest in Colombia against the socialist regime. And the people now across the world, they are rising up and they're pushing back. And I do believe this is going to continue, and the people are going to continually push back and push back and push back. And you could see that the deep state, they're having a very difficult time around the world. And I do believe this is going to grow and grow and grow because the people, they're reaching the precipice and it's getting worse and worse for them. But what we're seeing is we're seeing war all over the place. It's starting to build up, and this is part of the deep state plan. Their plan is to have World War III in the end. And Trump, if you go back in time, he knew that they were planning on war. Why? It covers up all their corruption. It actually distracts everyone, depopulation, destroy the entire infrastructure of every country, rebuild it the way you want it. Great Reset, the Green New Scam. You can make your smart cities. You have a much smaller population. And I do believe Trump knew that they were going to head in this way, because if you look at the 16-year plan, this is exactly what they're planning to do. And he knew that he needed to put certain things into place to usher in peace, because once he ushers in peace, this pretty much shuts down everything they're trying to do. And what's very interesting is when you look out in Niger, you know that they push the French out of there. And Biden just did something very, very interesting. I don't think Trump would have taken this approach. But again, this is Biden, and people can see that he doesn't have the ability to negotiate. So Niger's Russian-backed military junta has agreed to release 1,000 U.S. troops it was effectively holding hostage in exchange for Biden's agreement to turn over 100 million airbase to Niger and Russian forces. So that is very interesting. Why in the world would he just turn over an airbase? I mean, this is the best he can do. It's almost like with Afghanistan. He just left all the equipment there and he just gave it away. Billions of dollars worth of equipment. But again, you can see that people understand that Biden, he cannot negotiate. War is approaching, and actually his administration is going to push for war every step of the way. And what's very interesting is that we know that we had a bill that was passed that it's going to send a lot of money to Ukraine. And yes, there were many different things within this bill. And one of them was the Repo Act passage. Remember going back a little bit in time when we had some of the D's and maybe some of the rhinos out there saying, listen, let's take some of Russia's money and give it to Ukraine. Let's use that. Well, Janet Yellen came out and said, well, I don't know if he could just do that. That's not a possibility. So what they did was they created a bill called the Repo Act passage, which allows them to take the money from Russia that has been sanctioned and give it to Ukraine. So this is Repo Act HR 4175. And this bill requires or authorizes various actions related to the confiscation and disposition of Russian sovereign assets, which include funds and other property of Russia's central bank, direct investment fund, or Ministry of Finance, and they can now give this to Ukraine. So do you think this is going to piss off Russia? Absolutely. Does the deep state know this? Absolutely. So is this really going to go to Ukraine to help them fight a war? Absolutely not. Senator Vance put this out and said, I've heard people in private in the United States Senate say that if the Repo Act passes, it will be used to control Donald Trump in the second administration. These people are telling us what they want to do. They're going to do it unless we stop them. And yes, they will probably launder this money someplace else. They'll probably use it to come after Trump. They will use it to try to control Trump. But in the end, everything that they're going to try to do is going to fail. Remember, to have a counterinsurgency, you need the military, which I do believe Trump has got from November 3rd and January 6th. And now he is going after the people and he's showing the people, look at the criminals sitting in. Now, remember, the deep state, they're not going to give up. Even when they lose the election and Trump wins, they will continually fight and fight and fight. So if people think it's all going to be over as soon as Trump wins, no, he's still battling. And we, the people, are still battling the deep state players. They do not want to give up control, because if they give up control, what happens? They go to jail. It's almost like when the police are going after a criminal in a car and it's a high-speed chase and the criminal crashes the car. Does the criminal just get out and say, I give up? Or do they take their weapon out, they start firing at the police, and they run down the street as they're firing their gun? You see, this is the same thing with the deep state players. The election is the crash. They lost the election. Trump won. The people are behind him. Now they're going to get out of their car and run down the street and continually fire their weapon at Trump, at we the people. They will do this until they are caught. So this means they're going to push back very, very hard. But look what Trump has done right now. He has trapped the deep state in it all because he knows what's coming. He knows war is coming, and he needs the deep state to take full responsibility. Remember going back in time, the House has done their job. The House blocked a lot of the legislation, stopped the money, stopped everything. Now we're 6 months away from the election, which means the deep state, the D's, the rhinos, they must take full responsibility. Now, that doesn't mean Trump didn't put some different language in these bills to give him leverage to usher in peace. And when you look at the legislation, that's exactly what he did. So when you look at Congress and people are looking at Congress, what do people see? They see all these individuals who are not for this country. Thomas Massey put this out and said, some say we must keep Mike Johnson to prevent Democrats from running the House. Newsflash, Democrats run him. Yes, Democrats run the House. They keep doing this over and over and over. And that's what we want. We want them to take full responsibility. We want them to say, look, we got everything we needed. So when war breaks out, who are you going to blame? Ah, you're looking at them right here. Jesse Kelly put this out and said, the French Revolution was an awful affair full of mob violence. It's nothing to celebrate. That said, I understand it much better now than I did years ago. People will remember these things when the trouble comes. They will. And the people will. And when you look at what happened in the House with all these individuals, holding the Ukrainian flag, and when you look at the American people that were at the Capitol waving the American flag, do you see the true insurrectionists now? Do you see who they are? And Wokeness put this out and said, treasonous insurrectionists wave our flag while U.S. representatives wave foreign flags. Make it make sense. Now you see it. You can't unsee it. But when you look at the legislation buried in the text is the section that stipulates that the president can cancel up to 50% of the loan after November 15, 2024 with congressional review. After January 1st, 2026, any remaining debt can be canceled. So when Trump wins the election on November 5th, can this be canceled after November 15th? So if Trump is going to usher in peace, can he use this as leverage? Absolutely. This is a very important chip in the game. And of course, for down the road, you can use this to broker a peace deal. Think about what Trump is doing right now. Remember, we can't fix the system while the criminals are running it. Take a small town. If the mafia controls the prosecutors, the mafia controls the judges, the mafia controls the fake news, the mafia has the businesses on the take because they're paying the mafia to protect them. Can you just fix it by saying, hey, you know what? Let's pass a small little bill in this little town. We'll make everything better. No, the mafia is still running it. The criminals are still running it. So for everyone getting upset that, oh my God, look at the bill. That's ridiculous. The criminal syndicate is running the government. This is not another four-year election. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22 VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22 VPN. We need to get rid of these people. That's the entire mission. Step back, take a look. It's not just to make one bill a little bit better or to say, oh, instead of 1.5 trillion, thank God we only got 500 billion. That makes it a lot better. No. It will never be fixed until we get rid of them, until we get arrest them. That's the whole plan. The plan is to remove these people. How do you remove them? You show the American people. You show them who the criminal syndicate is. You show them, you bring them down this path where they can't unsee it. That is what is happening right now. So all these people getting upset, it's absolutely ridiculous. And look what Trump is doing. He has leverage. He's been doing this from the very, very beginning. He's playing the long game. He knows what needs to be done. He just needs the people to see it. He needs the people to vote these people out. He needs the people to say, take it back. Take it back now. We can't take anymore. Enough is enough. And yes, the people are getting it. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Who is currently winning the war, Russia or Ukraine? Or is the war in Ukraine basically a stalemate now? 24% say Russia's winning, 16% say Ukraine, 46% the war is basically a stalemate now. So what is this money going for? Think about it. Everyone can see it. Who has full responsibility now? The D's and the rhinos. Jack Posso put this out and shows two New York Times articles. I think this explains it all. The first article was 6 months ago. House elects Mike Johnson as speaker, embracing a hard right conservative. 6 months later, Johnson, like Pence, draws praise for defying his party and doing his job. They have taken full responsibility. See the plan? See what they're doing? What do you think is headed our way? What does everyone think that's coming? The plan is to take back the country. Trump knows war is coming. The deep state's pushing it. This is part of their 16-year plan. They want war. So if you know war is coming, do you need a plan to usher in peace? Do you need bargaining chips? Do you need leverage? Yes, you do. Can you clean everything up right now? Do you really think the couple of patriots that are in the House, they're just going to clean it all up and we're going to just get better bills? How would that change anything? Let's say we get the best bill ever. We got a bill that funded nothing in Ukraine and we got a bill that funded, let's say, the border security. Does that fix the country? No. Yes, it might help the border, but does it fix the country? No, because what happens with the next bill with the same criminals that are in Congress? We're going to have the same problem. Remember, this all stems back to what? Corruption. Where did this corruption come from? We have an open-ended credit card. What's the open-ended credit card? It's the central bank. The Congress can just borrow and borrow and borrow with no responsibility of how this is going to get paid back because they don't care. So we need to fix all of this. This is why you see the crime in all these cities. Can the people in these different cities where the deep state, the D's, they control the cities, can the people say enough is enough? How do they fix it? They vote those people out. They get rid of the mayor. They get rid of all the legislators. They get rid of everyone who said defund the police. They get rid of everyone that says let the illegals live on the streets. That's how you fix the system. And when you look at California, because that is the template of the deep state players, this is what they want to do to this country. All you see is crime. You think the people in California, you think they love it? You think they love having crime every single day? and Wokeness put this out and said over 55 cars stolen in the past 48 hours in Oakland, California. This makes third world countries look like rookies. You think these people in California are going to say, enough is enough. We got to vote these people out. We can't take this anymore. But again, the only way to vote them out is to do what? To use paper ballots. We cannot use their voting systems. But first, you need to wake the people up. You need to make the people understand. I mean, look, the Los Angeles mayor, Karen Bass, she just had her house burglarized. Yeah, they arrested the individual, but they're the ones who created this problem. And it's getting worse and worse. Who has to fix the problem? We the people. But the only way people are going to fix the problem is if they're brought to the precipice of destruction where they can't take it anymore. There's no place to go. Every day their house is being burglarized. Every day their car is getting stolen. That's when people say, we've had it. Enough is enough. Just like when people are watching Antifa, I mean the protesters for Hamas, it's all the same people. It's all the people that are protesting for Hamas right now, it's the same people that protested for BLM. It's the same exact group, no difference whatsoever. And when you look at the college campuses, they have brainwashed these children into actually praising a terrorist group. If you look out at Yale, and Libs of TikTok put this out, Yale students chant Viva, Viva Palestina as they remove an American flag. Then they cheer when the American flag hits the ground. Are you paying attention yet? Remember, these people are the same people. These people are going to be the same people that are going to be rioting during the elections. It's the same people over and over and over. And you can see out at Columbia University, you can see it's a complete and utter disaster. They canceled classes because we have all these anti-Israel protesters. They formed a tent city, the NYPD. They came in, they cleaned it up, and they decided to cancel classes because of all these protests. Now, of course, the fake news is out there telling everyone, oh, it's mostly peaceful. Didn't we hear that before? It's not mostly peaceful. And what's very interesting, and Citizen Free Press put this out, Columbia University professor Shai just had his car deactivated so he couldn't enter the Gaza liberated zone. So he's the professor there. He can't go around the campus. They actually shut him out of certain areas. And the people were chanting, let him in, let him in. Unbelievable. But you can see what's happening. They're allowing their foot soldiers to do what? To protest, to cause chaos. They don't want the American people protesting. They only want their foot soldiers protesting. And when they damage things, when they burn things down, it's okay. Because it's their soldiers. Remember, criminals support criminals. That's what you're seeing. Trump, he put this out and said, why are Palestinian protesters and even rioters allowed to roam the city, scream, shout, sit, block traffic, enter buildings, not get permits, and basically do whatever they want, including threatening Supreme Court justices right in front of their homes? And yet, people who truly love our country and want to make America great again are not allowed to peacefully protest and are rudely, systematically shut down and ushered off to far away holding areas, essentially denying them their constitutional rights. American-loving protesters should be allowed to protest at the front steps of the courthouses all over the country, just like it is allowed for those who are destroying our country on the radical left. A two-tiered system of justice, free speech, and assembly has been chilled for U.S. supporters. Go out and peacefully protest, rally behind MAGA, save our country. The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. And at this point, the people, the silent majority, they need to show the deep state players, you know something? We're not silent anymore. We will peacefully protest. Now, remember, the deep state players, what they like to do, they like to send in agent provocateurs. Look at January 6th. Look at all these things. But if there's more of us than there are of them, it's very, very difficult to. So what do they do normally? At night, they actually go out and they protest. Most likely, they'll probably dress up as Trump supporters. And the news will broadcast that Trump supporters are now destroying the cities. But the people have the right to protest. And when people see thousands upon thousands, or actually millions of people protesting, well, that wakes up the country. Trump, he also put this out and said, the Palestinian protests at Columbia University have closed the college down. but the area surrounding the courthouse in downtown Manhattan is closed up like a drum, with New York City's finest police all over the place. Why not send some to Columbia to protect Jewish students and others? The university would not then have to shut down. Republicans want the right to protest in front of the courthouse like everyone else. Absolutely. And I do believe that the people, they are now getting pissed off and angry at the deep state players. And you could see people are now carrying their flags. They're waving the Trump flag. You're seeing Trump all over the place. Biden has already admitted that everywhere he goes, he sees Trump. And people are getting pissed off. I say Trump flags everywhere. When we're in a crowd, we start singing the national anthem. Show the deep state players who's really in control. And I do believe this will spread like we've never seen before. Trump is right. It's time. And yes, remember, this is war. And yes, the deep state, they will fight back. The deep state, they will try to use every trick in the book. We've seen it before. Just be on the ready. Remember, this is peaceful protest. The only ones that are going to go out there and loot and burn is the deep state. They'll try to make it look like it's Trump supporters, but it's the deep state that will do this. And I do believe we're going to see this as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. You're going to see the deep state players try to convince everyone that it's the Trump supporters that are rioting, but actually it is really them. And you know what the people are noticing right now? That Biden is too old to run. And actually, Rasmussen reports, they did a poll and they said, President Joe Biden is 81 years old. Is Biden too old to be president? 57% yet said yes, 33% said no, 10% not sure. It says Trump is 77 years old. Is Trump too old to be president? 33% say yes, 57% say no, 10% not sure. So basically, they're looking at Biden going, yeah, he's too old and he can't actually function at this point in time. And I think the people are seeing this, which means there's going to be a change of batter coming in. Now, you could see that the deep state players, they're going after Trump with indictment after indictment after indictment. We could see Hillary Clinton is already saying, look, why would you vote for this guy? He's indicted 91 times. But remember, they're the ones paying for it. Is he really indicted? Is it real? Are these real trials or are these show trials? You see, that's what they don't get. They don't understand. The people are starting to catch on. They know that these are show trials. And it looks like Letitia James, she tried to stop Trump with the bond payment. She called it into question, but she was shot down. Why would they do this? Why would they try to stop Trump? Because they really want to confiscate his properties. But what would be the other reason to shut down this whole thing? Because they don't want Trump to go to the appeals court. What happens when they go to the appeals court? Everyone sees the hoax. The jig is up for the deep state players. They are trying to stop it. Can they stop it? No, nothing can stop this. Nothing. And we know that Trump has other trials going on. We have the hush money trial. And yes, on this Thursday, the Supreme Court is going to discuss immunity. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But as Trump is on trial, it looks like a man set himself on fire outside of the Trump trial. And this guy had some mental problems before this. And it looks like they might try to use this, maybe not, to say, oh, look at these Trump supporters. They're absolutely crazy. But once again, we can see that the mentally ill, they are definitely coming out. But what's very interesting, since the trial's going on with Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels and the rest, it looks like they have the gag order on Trump because, again, they don't want the truth out there, so they're trying to shut him up. But who can speak freely? Michael Cohen, you know, the liar that was put into jail because he lied to Congress and then he lied again and he continually lies. Johnny Maga put this out on X and said, Judge Merchan placed the gag order on Trump so he couldn't attack witnesses. Meanwhile, the star witness, Michael Cohen, is launching endless attacks on Trump on TikTok. Either take the gag order off of Trump or gag Cohen. It's only right. Well, no. Remember, this is a one-sided trial, and Trump needs everyone to see. Look, it's a two-tier justice system. Can everyone see it? It's becoming very, very clear. And actually, when you look at Judge Juan Merchan's daughter, she has raised $100 million off the criminal prosecution of Trump. She's making a fortune. And do the people see this? Do the people understand this? Yes. This is the criminal syndicate. That's what you're seeing right now. And remember, Trump is the victim. Do you really think he can get a fair trial in New York? Do you really think they would go to all this trouble if they weren't going to convict? No, this is a show trial. They already know that they're going to convict him. They got the people they wanted. And yes, this jury will say, yes, he's guilty. And Trump knows this. He knows it's a very big possibility that he will go to prison. Now, does that mean he's going to be in prison his entire life? No. He will get out, but the people will see this. The people will understand that he would go to prison to save America. Remember, they're really after the American people. He's just in the way. And this is what people are going to see. But what's very interesting is all of a sudden, we had a twist in everything that we're seeing right now. Awaken Outlaw put this out on X and said, no one, I mean no one, had this twist on their bingo card. And if you claim otherwise, you're full of it. Michael Avenatti says he is willing to testify on behalf of Trump in the hush money case. Well, that's very interesting. I wonder what he knows. He probably knows a lot. Will they allow him? Maybe, maybe not. Let's see how this all plays out. But once again, we know that they're doing this on purpose. Remember, this is the deep state going after Trump. They don't want him to be president. They don't want the people voting for him. They know from their internal polls that the people are behind Trump. They know they have to stop him before we get to the elections. So they're not going to have a trial to say he's innocent. Let's set him loose. They're going to try to say guilty, guilty, guilty. So let's see. We had the first one, E. Jean Carroll, guilty, has to pay money. The second one with Letitia James, with no evidence whatsoever, nothing, guilty, has to pay a lot of money. Now we have two other cases. One is the hush money case. Statute of limitations ran out. We have the letter from Stormy Daniels. We have the letter from Cohen's attorney saying that Trump had nothing to do with this, but nobody cares about that. And then we have the immunity case. So we have two cases where they can convict him. And remember, with the hush money case, the FEC and the DOJ said there is no case here. He didn't do anything wrong. But they don't care about that. Now, let's just say that the jury says, wow, he is not guilty. And Trump, he gets through this. Well, what's the next case? Immunity. That's what's coming up. And remember, Trump continually talks about the Biden trials. All of these trials are being pushed by his political opponent, the worst resident ever, as Trump would say. And when he says Biden trials, really think about what's going on right here. First, he put this out on Truth. He said, make no mistake about it, this is a Biden trial. They all are. It's all about election interference. Sad. Then listen to what Trump says about the Biden trials.
Thank you very much. I just want to say before we begin, these are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. And it's very unfair. Fortunately, the poll numbers are very good. They've been going up because people understand what's going on. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame. And it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything.
So Trump let everyone know that his poll numbers are going up with the Biden trials. So whose trial is this really? Is this Trump's campaign? Is this an issues campaign? Are the people the jury? Is this the court of public opinion? It absolutely is. Paul Bedard put this out and said, early verdict, no chance of a fair trial for Trump in New York. And the new Rasmussen poll finds that his Hispanic voters are even more skeptical of court and see a witch hunt. Wow. So you think the black community, the Hispanic community, what do you think they're talking about? What do you think is going to happen when they convict Trump? They're going to watch all this play out. Trump just sacrificed everything and was thrown into prison. Trump's poll numbers are going to skyrocket. I wouldn't even be surprised if he has his merch already printed up. He'll make millions and millions of dollars, and the people, they will swarm to him. He put this out on Truth. He said, how do so-called nonprofits get away with spending all their time and money on getting Donald Trump That's not the deal. We are watching these thugs and sleazebags closely. Who's watching the NGOs? Who indeed? Really think about this. But let me go back to post 1494, June 13, 2018. It says, we are here for a reason. We are here to unite the core. Yes, that even means the D's. You. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Why did POTUS name fake news as our biggest enemy? Use logic. This will be a fight not through DC. We control. And that's in parentheses. How do they control DC? Does that mean the military is in control? But with public opinion, once this jumps, this is the court of public opinion. This is not a game. This is war. This is literally evil knocking. Will you answer? Will you fight? Will you defend? We will. We are. You elected us to take back our country, our world. Enough is enough. And that's exactly what this is all about. And you can see Hillary Clinton right now. She was doing a podcast and she suggests that Trump really wants is to kill his opposition. She's projecting out now what they're about to do. They're going to use their people to riot. They're going to use their people to kill. They're going to use their people to do all this. And this is what she's actually doing. She is projecting everything that they're going to do. And what's very interesting is that the House Democrats now have just introduced legislation to remove Trump's Secret Service protection if he is convicted in any of his criminal trials. Do you think they're going to try to get rid of him? Because if he's put into prison and they want to get rid of a Secret Service, what happened to Epstein? Remember, Epstein didn't kill himself. Do you think they're going to go after him? So Hillary right now is projecting that they're going to try to take a hit out on Trump, which means, and if we go back to a certain post, what happens if we get the text messages? What happens if we get the emails that show there was a coordinated effort to actually take out the commander in chief? what would happen to the FBI? What would happen to the DOJ? What would happen to Congress? Remember, if we're taking back the country, we need to get them in all of this. All of this has to be exposed. The people need to see the evil. The people need to see the system. That's what this is all about. And I think the people are seeing the system. The next case up is the immunity case. What happens if they get rid of Trump's immunity? That means they will put him in prison, most likely. But it also means that every other individual president and others, they can be tried, can't they? Isn't that interesting? But this is what Trump put out. If immunity is not granted to a president, every president that leaves office will be immediately indicted by the opposing party. Without complete immunity, a president of the United States would not be able to properly function. Then he says, if a president does not have immunity, the opposing party during his or her term in office can extort and blackmail the president by saying that if you don't give us everything we want, we will indict you for things you did while in office, even if everything done was totally legal and appropriate. That would be the end of the presidency in our country as we know it. And it's just one of the many traps there'd be for a president without presidential immunity. Obama, Bush, and soon Biden would all be in big trouble. If a president doesn't have immunity, he or she will be nothing more than a ceremonial president, rarely having the courage to do what has to be done for our country. This is not what the founders had in mind. Protect presidential immunity. Make America great again. Then he put out another truth. If a president doesn't have immunity, the court will be opening the floodgates to prosecuting former presidents. An opposing hostile party will be doing it for any reason, all of the time. This is not what the founders had in mind. So if they remove his immunity, Trump is warning them that every single one of them, they will be taken down. Because again, Trump, he can still run for president. He could still be president. Does he have the ability to go after them? Not him personally, the DOJ, the military. They would be able to go after these people and bring them up on charges. Is he telling them that this will happen in this way? Remember, these people are already treasonous. Remember, Biden, Obama, they overthrew the United States government. They were not president at the time. They did this as civilians. So again, can they still go after these individuals? Yes. Now, if they get rid of immunity, can they go after them for all the crimes they committed as presidents? Yes. I think Trump, he is trying to push for this. Now, once again, when Trump is in office, can there be a law that says the president has full immunity? I do believe so. Or could two-thirds of the state add an amendment that's saying the president has full immunity? I do believe so. But let's see how this all plays out. This is very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Travis Kelce, who's dating Taylor Swift, he actually liked a post with Trump, which is very, very interesting. And people, they're looking at this going, whoa, what's going on here? Remember he was pushing the vaccine, the bioweapon? That's very interesting. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Travis Kelce, NFL star, tight end, and boyfriend of Taylor Swift, is causing controversy after liking a post of ESPN former reporter Sage Steele and Trump at UFC event. I think everyone, even celebrities, are finally waking up and supporting the MAGA movement. Have liberals finally gone so far left that everyone is leaving? Absolutely. And think this new bill that they voted on, there's something in there which is to get rid of TikTok, to ban TikTok, or TikTok has to be sold within a year. And I do believe Trump, we know going back in time, he was saying, you know something, let's ban TikTok. But actually, Biden is actually doing this. Now, they can't do this until a year. So TikTok has a year, but when Biden signs this, what just happened? Did Trump just trap Biden and all the D's and everyone else in this? Think about the younger generation. Do they use TikTok? Absolutely. Are the people going to go, holy crap, he wants to get rid of TikTok. He just signed this into law. All the D's, they just signed it into law. And Trump, you know what he just did? He came out with the truth and he said the following. Just so everyone knows, especially the young people, Crooked Joe Biden is responsible for banning TikTok. He is the one pushing it to close and doing it to help his friends over at Facebook become richer and more dominant and able to continue to fight, perhaps illegally, the Republican Party. It's called election interference. Young people and lots of others must remember this on November 5th, Election Day, when they vote. They also must remember, more importantly, that he's destroying the country and is a major threat to democracy. So you think the young people, you think they're going to go, holy crap, he's canceling TikTok. This is unbelievable. This guy said he was all for us. Now the economy's ruined. I can't get a job. He's banning TikTok. Some people have their businesses on TikTok. This guy's a complete and utter disaster. You think the young people are going to vote for the D's? Absolutely not. Remember, the D's were all for this. So Trump, he's calling him out on this. And now the people, they're watching this. The young people are watching this. And it looks like Trump has the D's exactly where he wants them. Wait until war comes around. Wait until people hear the draft. So let's see. The economy's breaking down. The young generation can't make a living. He just canceled TikTok. And now they're hearing the word draft. Do you think the young generation's going to be all for the D's? Even those people out, you know, that are rioting, those are the young generation. Do you think they're all going to be for the D's? No, they're all going to all of a sudden say, well, what's happening right now? I'm not going into the armed forces. I don't want to fight a war. You think any of these people can actually fight a war? Absolutely not. So I do believe when we watch all this play out, we are watching the campaign of a lifetime. And Trump is exposing the entire criminal syndicate, and he is using it against them, just like he's going to be using their entire system against them. Think about it. Trump just took over the RNC. Trump is going to be doing the same thing as the deep state players, which means the deep state, they will not be able to cheat the way they think they're going to be able to cheat. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, absentee voting, early voting, and election day voting are all good options. Republicans must make a plan, register, and vote. So these are all the things that the D's have been doing for a very long time. So if the Republican Party now mimics this, does this give the D's the advantage anymore? No. Their advantage goes away, which means they're going to have a very difficult time cheating. If they don't have this advantage, and now the Republicans are doing the same exact thing, what do they do? Can they have the elections? No, this is going to put them in a very difficult position, because how do you cheat then? It'll be very, very difficult. That's why I do believe Trump is pushing them down this path to try to postpone the election, because Trump and the Patriots, they don't want to use their cheating system. They want to use paper. They want voter ID. So how do you get rid of their cheating system? You allow the enemy to do what they do best. You allow them to do it. Never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. See, you have to expose the cheating system. The people need to see it, which they did over the last 4 years. The people understand, because of the poll numbers now that shows it, that yes, they cheat in the elections. The elections are rigged. So since the people know this, do they want to use the cheating system? No. Are people seeing that the criminals run D.C., the criminals run the country? Yes. Do the people want the criminals out of here? Yes. The only way the people know this is because they saw it. And I do believe Trump, he's setting the deep state up. He brought them to exactly where he wants them. And the people, they're going to fight back like we've never seen before. And I don't mean they're going to cause harm. They're going to fight back with their voice. They're going to fight back with their vote. They're going to fight back against the deep state. And this is something the deep state cannot stop. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN.